producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, good morning. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Lionheart Industries. I was very happy yesterday because right after the show, I started packing the film equipment, I started packing the gun, I started packing the ammo and everything. But then I had a thought, it's cold, and so I called the DNR range, and of course they were closed. So let's stop the skipping and bring everything back in. So today we're going to try it again in the voicemail message. I don't know if you had an appointment or something or what. They were just closed for no reason. And I didn't want to drive up there and stand in the cold and not be able to shoot. So, we will do that again today. We'll see if that... We've had a very cold morning, but it's supposed to heat up into the 40s. At Lionheart Industries, they're going to have a Black Friday sale that is unlike any I've ever seen from any gun company, just because of how deep the discounts are going to be on the guns. Check them out at lionheartindustries.com. Tomorrow on the show. Now, I've always liked music, and when I was a kid, when I was a kid in the 60s and the 70s, we didn't have iPods, iPhones. If we were lucky, we had a transistor radio, so we had to find a radio station that played the music you wanted to hear if you were into music, which I was. Luckily, when I turned 11, I think I got a record player. That was pretty cool. And on the record player, well, not necessarily on the record player, there was one radio station, WNOK, in Columbia, South Carolina, back in the day. They played some of the best music. And they were always playing stuff from one group, and I didn't really pay that much attention to it, but the tunes always stuck to me. And now we segue to... Now we segue to what I do for a living now. So when you find, you know, this is the stuff I listened to when I was a kid. When I was a youngster. I listened to it all the time, and I thought the group was Grand Funk. And, you know, who thinks they're ever going to get to meet somebody that was one of their boyhood heroes? But tomorrow on the show, in conjunction with his appearance on as the cover guy on Prepper and Shooter magazine, Mark Farner, the guy who wrote all of this stuff you're hearing now, sang it all too, sold out Shea Stadium and when they were playing that faster than the Beatles did. He's going to be here with us. So I get to combine my love of music with a Second Amendment aficionado like myself. So that'll be sort of cool. Actually, that'll be really, 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 really cool. That is one of the most underrated songs I've ever heard played. I always thought that song was great. But that's all tomorrow. Also tomorrow, we're going to be joined by Larry Lasky. You hear me welcoming you back to the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. Larry Lasky is Frog Lube. He is the one that concocted it. He's a former member of the chain of command for the Navy SEALs. This is a guy with a lot of depth, and we're going to talk a little Frog Lube tomorrow. We're going to talk, you know, we'll panel a little bit as we go along too. Wisconsin. In Wisconsin, they recently suffered their 100th homicide. in which firearm was used this year in the entire state. The entire state of Wisconsin. That's what they had. 5.75 million people. But 100 murders in a relatively gun-friendly state is not exactly a high number. And if you want to look at an apples-to-apples comparison, then you have to go to Maryland, which is their 19th and 20th most populated states in the Union. Wisconsin gets a C-minus from the Brady campaign. Maryland gets a nauseating A. They're ranked the fourth most freedom-oppressed state in the country behind California, Connecticut, and New Jersey. They rank higher than New York, which comes in fifth, even since enacting the SAFE Act. According to gun controllers, Maryland should be the idyllic utopia area free of gun crime. Of course, that never works out to be the same, you know, quite the same thing as what they say it is. City of Baltimore has had over 150 firearm-related homicides so far this year. That's one city in a state, which beats out the entire state of Wisconsin. Living in Baltimore based on population rate of crime is quite dangerous. It's 1,350 times more dangerous than living anywhere in the state of Wisconsin, unless you live in Racine and you're a small 5-pound dog. As for the entire state of Maryland, its citizens are on pace to be 4 times more likely to be murdered by a gun than those living in Wisconsin. One of the reasons that Wisconsin is so safe in the gun-controlled utopia that is Maryland, why aren't they safe? The Wisconsinites can shoot back. And Maryland has been disarmed by the government. So Wisconsin, the lesson here is don't be Maryland. Even Maryland doesn't want to be Maryland. Hence the last governor's election. But even with low crime and safety in Wisconsin, there are those mouth-drooling gun control zealots who try to bamboozle the public into thinking they're living in a war zone. It's more dangerous to live where I live than it is in Wisconsin. It is. South Carolina, while we don't have, I don't know what our Brady campaign grade is, South Carolina is the fifth most dangerous state in the Union as of last year. I don't know where we ranked this year. We got discovered by the Bloods and the Crips. In the meantime, in Wisconsin, they're trying to turn the 100 murders they've had into Wisconsin. It seems like all of these people think that the people of Wisconsin don't have the internet and can't check and see what's happening in Baltimore, for example. And that's the part that always stymies me with this whole dissemination of information age we live in, that they think they can say these things and Wisconsinites are going to get out there and say, yep, they're right, it's an epidemic. Where do these ideas come from? Well, I know where they come from. All you got to do is look at Jonathan Gruber. They're relying upon the stupidity of Americans. That's what they're doing. And the problem is, Americans aren't stupid. There are some that don't pay attention. Without a doubt, there's some that don't pay attention. But it's not, that's not stupidity. That's not, you know, that's apathy. Don't confuse both of them. Gun grabbers, don't confuse them. You should, I mean, if you didn't get the message in this last election, I don't know what it's going to take. I don't know what it's going to take. If people in Wisconsin have any real issue with gun crime in their state, what they ought to think about is maybe easing their gun control laws a little bit. Everywhere this happens, it works. It works to the good. There are tons of solutions to curb crime. And none of those ever have anything to do with denying civil liberty. None of them do. And unless you follow the gun control Pied Piper, who says, if you just do this, we'll prevent crime. Washington State's going to get to find out, just like Colorado has already found out, just like New York already knows, just like New Jersey already knows. New Jersey, New York, Maryland, they know. Maryland did something about it. So we'll see. We'll see where it takes us. But, it's an interesting time to live in. Interesting time. We'll be right back. The moms are making demands that their bodies cannot cash. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at Guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At Guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at Guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to Guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns, the number 880.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Lionheart Industries. Go check out their Black Friday sale that is coming. Go look at the website. Go to the homepage on the website, lockandloadradio.com. It's got the breakdown on what the prices are going to be on the guns. The cheapest discount is going to be 22%, I believe it is. 22%. And if you just want a regular standard gun, the regular military type gun, the LH9, it's going to be discounted $276, 44%, I believe. And I'm going to record what I'm going to try to do today if the range is open. Just so you can get my impression of the gun. Not that I'm any... I'm not a gun reviewer. I'm a shooter, but I'm not a gun reviewer. So my review is going to be, wow, this is cool. But I'll show you first. When the Texas legislature convenes in early 2015, they have at least three possible open carry bills that they're going to consider. And the gun prohibitionists of the Moms Demand Attention say they will fight any attempts to bring the Lone Star State in line with the majority of states which recognize some form of open carry already. They have House Bill 106 and 164 that are similar, that would grant anyone with a concealed carry permit the option of carrying a handgun openly or concealed. And those seem to have the greatest base of support. 195 is a more radical suggestion. This does away with all permitting and creates constitutional carry, which is already practiced in Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, Vermont, and Wyoming. Wyoming has a constitutional carry for residents, but requires either open carry or a concealed carry permit for non-residents. That's the big difference. In Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, or Vermont, when you walk in there, well, you've got all the rights that everybody that lives there has. Oklahoma recognizes constitutional carry rights for residents of the preceding states via reciprocity as long as a person has a valid photo ID identifying them as residents of those states. Constitutional carry is something that's going to take time. And, being of two minds of it when I get out there and say, well, you've got a permit, so that means you've sold out. Yes and no. Okay, yes, I did what I had to do, and I'm in line with the law by having a concealed carry permit where I live. But at the same time, every time somebody gets a concealed carry permit, we're creating a vast field of statistics that show us to be quite law-abiding. And one day we'll be able to take those stats when there's more concealed carry permits out there, and we'll be able to say, we don't need permits. We don't need permits. You don't recognize them anyway. You should recognize permits in every state, just like you do driver's licenses and marriage licenses and everything else, birth certificates. But we don't need them. We've already proven that we're good to go. WOAI reports that the Moms Demand Action will fight any attempt to modernize Texas carry laws, which are absurd. Now, see, Moms Demand Action use a lot of the photo ops that they get from these open carry protests because in Texas, it's legal to carry a long gun in the open, which is really the only option you have when you think about it. And that's absurd. It's legal to carry an AR-15, although they get hassled and all this other stuff. But by law, it's legal to do. It's legal to carry one of those. But it's not legal to have a handgun in the open. And that's where all the open carry... That was to highlight the absurdity. Some were a little more militant than others. But when it was all said and done, there's 6 states that don't allow open carry, which means there's 44 that do. We don't have blood in the streets. They would be jumping all over this. Why the Moms Demand... And this has provided a lot of photo ops for them, so I don't know why they have to get involved in this, because... They'll still have photo ops. They'll just be smaller guns. They wrote, several bills have been introduced to allow open carry in Texas, and Governor-elect Greg Abbott said he is ready to sign an open carry bill. But the Moms Demand Attention are prepared to fight open carry legislation, saying it will make it a lot tougher for police to tell the good guys from the bad guys on city streets. What about the other 44 states? Moms, what about them? Has that given you a track record to work off of? It certainly has for me. I don't think I'm any more enlightened than you are. Maybe I'm just a little more freedom-giving than you are. And I don't even give freedom. I just expect it. And hence, I leave everybody else alone. This is the same tired, can't tell the good guys from the bad guys argument that they've attempted to convince a number of retailers to ban lawful carry of firearms in their stores, including their current campaign against Kroger. You know how easy this is to debunk, Moms Demand? You know, criminals don't carry their guns in the open. They're not walking around saying, oh, they don't, you know, they don't have a gun with OG gangsta tattooed on the side of it that they're carrying in the open. Career criminals do not want to draw attention to themselves because that means drawing the attention of law enforcement. Mass and spree killers, they don't show their weapons either till they get in and start going for it. What they're actually campaigning against is coming. It's coming, and it is inevitable, and they're doing that. This is them flailing in the water trying to keep from drowning. This is what we're seeing right now is the normalization of firearms in society at on any level. It is becoming more and more normal to see this. More and more. Because such normalization makes their goal of restricting the constitutional rights of Americans that much more difficult. They don't want it to become, you know, you see somebody walking down the street right now with a phone on his hip. Nobody thinks anything of it. But yet if you go to Arizona or Wyoming or anywhere else where they carry guns in the open radically, somebody walks in to a restaurant with a gun on his hip, he's probably just the latest one in there. There's probably five just like him already in there. Some people like open carry, some people don't. The thing I like about open carry is I can carry a bigger gun and get it out easier. The thing I don't like about open carry is that, although, it, you know, if it becomes normalized, then I'm not the only one doing it. So, but the Moms Demand, are they're making noise. They're going to be a little late to this party. They're going to be a little late to this party. They have made statements like, we're not going to allow open carry in Texas unless they implement universal background checks. I don't know how you're going to pull that off. You can have all the rallies you want in Texas that you want. You might get a little, you know, you might get a little bit of sympathy in Austin and Houston and Dallas. But at the end of the day, when you're just attracting dozens, and this is obviously a big movement that you're trying to go up against, you're going to lose. So please do this. It's time to knock you off of your I-594 high horse that Bloomberg bought for you. And we need to go ahead and let you feel the real deal. Of course, you'll claim victory. But that's okay. You do it all the time. You turn a loss into victory all the time. We'll be right back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
To you on Black Friday, a sale that only happens once a year. It's time to purchase your own combat-proven 9mm from LionheartIndustries.com. Lionheart pistols have been backing men and women of the military for over 20 years. Support a company that shares our values. The time is now to get your very own Lionheart pistol. Go to LionheartIndustries.com for special pricing. That's LionheartIndustries.com and tell them Bill sent you. LionheartIndustries.com. Tough as nails.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA. Studio. Timing is everything in radio. Timing is. Coming to you live from the Frog Group Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Lionheart Industries. Go check out the website. Go check out the guns. Check out the video reviews of them. Because come Black Friday, if this is something you want to try, it's going to get really, really cheap. Coming from Oklahoma, Jessica Hopper, 32. She's been freed after the prosecutor there and the sheriff determined that their investigation, that her decision to shoot her live-in boyfriend, Felix the Hammer Clayton Williams, 43, during a domestic dispute was a legitimate case of self-defense. She was arrested last Wednesday after fatally shooting Felix Clayton Williams, III. Why would you want a nickname like Hammer? With that name, that sounds almost real. Felix Clayton III. Felix Clayton Williams III. According to Garvin County Sheriff Larry Rhodes, the investigation in the shooting revealed it was in self-defense after they reviewed the evidence and everything else. According to Rhodes, there was 2 911 calls made to the 911 call center that Wednesday morning. First came at around 9:18. Ms. Hopper had called 911 and put the phone down to let the dispatcher know there was a domestic argument going on. Rhodes said during the call that Williams allegedly threatened to shoot Hopper, but according to her statements, he put the gun down in another room. Ms. Hopper grabbed the gun to prevent him from using it against her. At that point, Williams allegedly became angry with Hopper for taking the gun and began to physically abuse her. That's when she fatally shot Mr. Williams. This was particularly notable because this was an open 911 call. She placed the call and left the phone off the hook. And there was recorded audio that helped corroborate her self-defense claim. They have a young daughter. The couple had a young daughter, either 16 months or 2 years of age, who was sadly present for the abuse and the shooting, who was placed in the care of state DHS officials while Ms. Hopper was incarcerated. Neither the girl nor her mother were seriously injured by Mr. Williams. This lady had the presence of mind to not give in to fear. She didn't cower. She didn't hold her hands up. The guy lays the gun down. She takes the opportunity. This is the height of self-defense. Combat of this sort is an evolving thing, and if you find an opportunity and you seize it and you persevere, that is the textbook definition of the way it's supposed to go. The only thing better than that would have been is to be prepared for it yourself. She was lucky that he laid it down. Any guy crazy enough to start physically trying to assault a woman holding a gun on him, he's crazy. Unless she gives in to fear, which she did not do. And that's the thing Mr. Williams III failed to recognize. An interesting aside with what's coming up in Ferguson. There's a watchdog group. What's the name of this watchdog group? What are they saying? Center for Security Policy. They've been noticing some things happening in Ferguson. There are a lot of Muslim groups that are trying to co-opt the protests in Ferguson, Missouri, over the fatal shooting of Michael Brown, with a drive to equate the teen's death to the death of a radical Islamist shot during an FBI raid in 2009. They're using social media and conference calling and traditional outreach methods. Leaders of the Council of American Islamic Relations, CARE, which if you owe it to yourself to go watch some of the video of former Representative Alan West taking apart CARE representatives, because he said it like it was. He just put it out there. And somebody like that that's steeped in history can't fight him. Can't fight him. CARE is portraying Brown and Detroit mosque leader Imam Luqman Amin Abdullah as African Americans of police targeting. In a conference call organized by CARE linked Muslims for Ferguson, a CARE official called Abdullah a shaheed or martyr and said both he and Brown were victims of a national security apparatus that had gone completely wild and engaged in demonizing and criminalizing Muslims. The reality is that in this country, in law enforcement, be it local, state, or federal law enforcement, people with guns have always seen black men and black people as threats. This according to Dawood Walid, yes, the executive director of CARE's Michigan chapter, he told some 100 protest organizers on the call, made on the fifth year anniversary of Abdullah's death, which was monitored by CSP. Walid claimed Brown was a Muslim. However, Brown was buried in August at a memorial service at the Friendly Temple Missionary Baptist Church. I don't know if the Muslims allow that. Kyle Schidler of the Center for Security Policy says they're interested in building coalitions with other organizations in order to effect a legislative change to weaken anti-terrorism laws and weaken the ability of law enforcement to engage in counterterrorism. This is a reach. This is a really desperate reach to try to characterize Michael Brown, who was stealing cheap cigars to make blunts, with a Islamic imam. And if they can make this correlation work, if they can make this connection seem legitimate, it might go somewhere. But in the meantime, while all this is happening, while all of these outside factions are coming in, and they want to see Ferguson burn. Business owners, homeowners, black, white, plaid, that don't want to take part in any of this, that don't want to be a part of this protest, are arming up. And it's not going to be the police that shoot the preponderance of these people if they start acting out. It's going to be civilians that do it, because they're going to be acting against civilians. They don't want to let this go. The Organization for Black Struggle, they're trying to figure out ways to sustain the momentum of the Michael Brown cause. And they're calling for the targeting of federal buildings, but also said protests should be nonviolent. They're talking about taking out Anheuser-Busch. This is not Anheuser-Busch, these federal buildings, they're just buildings. They don't represent anything. They may have signs on them that say this is what houses it. This is what we house right here. We house federal stuff, or we house beer. But this has nothing to do with Michael Brown now. Michael Brown is simply he's a prop. He's a picture on a T-shirt for what's coming. Has nothing to do with what happened. Because what happened was a 292-pound thug attacked a cop after he did a robbery. He broke his face. He turned to leave, then he came back and was charging the cop when the cop shot him. That's what happened. If that had been me, and I don't weigh 292 pounds, but I do weigh 260, if that had been me, it never makes the headlines. It never makes the news. It might have been in mugshots or something, or it might, today another thug met his just end. That would have been it. You know, a little blurb on page 5 underneath the ads for the funeral home. And that's what it really was. But Michael Brown, this has got nothing to do with Michael Brown now. And we'll see. We're going to see. Got a call to action for you when we get back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
News flash. Home invasions are on the rise. It takes less than 10 seconds to kick in a door, but an average of 20 minutes for police to respond to an alarm. Even if you own a gun, 10 seconds is not enough time to protect your family. And what would happen to your family if you're not home? Easy Armor is the ultimate security solution. 85% of break-ins are through a door. Easy Armor reinforces all the key weak points on your door. The jamb, the lock area, and the hinges. If these areas aren't reinforced, you're not safe. Easy Armor has been tested and recommended by police. You can install Easy Armor in 30 minutes, and it comes with a lifetime warranty. Protect your home now with Easy Armor. Go to InvasionStopper.com to get real security for under $70. That's InvasionStopper.com. Easy Armor. Your security is our only business.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. don't. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, proflowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-877-317-6432. November the 4th, America spoke. America did not say, Republicans, you have the better idea. Republicans, or America said, Democrats, you guys aren't getting it done. As a matter of fact, you're making it worse. So they've handed it to the Republicans. And once that is done, okay, it's not necessarily that it's a mandate, but this is an opportunity for them to do something positive. How much of it will actually get done is, beyond me, because the president can veto a lot of everything coming to him from this point on. And he can try executive action, and they can, at that point, the Boehner needs to step up and prove that he has something to put into a pair of sheath underwear. And defund the government. He needs to shut it down at that point. He needs to not, close the wallet, weld shut the checkbook, and tear up the credit card. Break it. That's what America voted for. That's what they voted for. But, coming from the desk of Larry Pratt, and Larry and those at Gun Owners of America always seem to do a deep analysis of it, because he's been doing it a long time. He's been doing it a long time. But they're concerned about what might happen between now and January. And here's what's at stake right now. Virtually all spending and policy decisions are made on the giant government funding bill called the Continuing Resolution. And it's in the Continuing Resolution where we constituents have been able to defund much of the Obama anti-gun agenda. Defunding the shotgun import ban, Fast and Furious, the implementation of the Arms Trade Treaty. And this current continuing resolution is slated to expire on December 11th. So the Republican House has two choices. It can allow the repudiated Democrats currently in control of the Senate until January 5th to make all the spending and policy decisions, which will affect your gun rights, until September 30th, 2015. It would do this by passing a so-called long-term continuing resolution, which would set policy and spending until the end of the fiscal year, which is September 30th, 2015. Or it would do a short-term continuing resolution into January, February, or March. This would allow the newly elected Republican Congress to set spending and policy for the federal government for most of next year. So what's the difference? Given Obama's veto pen, All of the pro-gun policy for the next 2 years will probably be achieved on this bill or not. When April 15th hits, millions of us are going to be hit with hundreds of dollars in Obamacare fines, which may be able to create a massive fight over the Obamacare unconstitutional mandate. And this would be the best chance that gun owners have of eliminating a backdoor gun ban, where health data is compiled on millions of Americans and used to disarm gun owners. Similar to how nearly a little bit more than 175,000 military veterans have already been disarmed. And we can't have this happen. This will not happen this way unless it is only a short-term continuing resolution. Now, with respect to the anti-gun immigration amnesty that Obama's about to illegally heap upon us with his executive fiat, that can be addressed in a Republican-controlled Congress. But it can't be addressed as long as Harry Reid is in the catbird seat. And if they pass a long-term continuing resolution, Harry Reid is still the majority leader until September 30th. Not in, you know, Mitch McConnell will be standing up there being the big dog, but the policies of Reid will continue on into September of 2015. So this is what you need to ask your representative if he is a Republican, your senator if he is a Republican. Why did we elect you? The short-term answer to that is it certainly isn't so you could cede all of the spending and policy decisions for to the Democrats for 37.5% of your congressional term. It's going to require a little bit of backbone. They're going to have to endure. The mainstream media will come out on them and hit them as hard as they possibly can. And they've got to shrug that off. They've got to adopt the old sticks and stones thing. Names are not going to hurt them. They got elected to do something and to undo some things and to stop doing some things, not to continue with the status quo. And this long-term continuing resolution would be the status quo, and this is not what we need. The first step here, and it's not got a whole lot of fanfare. It doesn't have a whole lot of press because it's boring. We got Ebola. We got ISIS. We just had a couple more heads cut off in the Middle East the other day. This is exciting. It's sexy for news. This is not exciting for news, but this has long-term ramifications in day-to-day life in the United States, and this is the thing that we need to be paying attention to. This is what has to be paid attention to. So this short-term CR, as they call it, this is what needs to be pushed. This is the time now, I know Black Friday's coming up. I'm going to buy a Lionheart. Okay, that's fine. I want you to do that. But I want you to be able to have the Lionheart as long as you want to keep it. And I don't want some backdoor thing working its way through time, because that's the way they do it. They don't do it. If they did what they actually want to do, they would call for a ban, and they would start kicking open doors, and then a civil war is touched off. And then, of course, we win. But who wants that? Who wants that? I don't want it. I don't want it. So, here, at this particular moment in time, if Boehner and McConnell will let loose, unleash, and stop trying to be polite. You're not going to get liked. Stop wanting to be liked. That's one thing I loved about the military. I had some military officers that couldn't have cared less if we liked them. And everything they made us do, every command they gave us, every operation that we would do in a field exercise or something else, it was always successful. Because we weren't doing things that we liked. We were doing things that were effective. And at the end of the day, when they would, you know, when a change of command would come along and we would lose that brigade commander or that battalion commander or that company commander, we would always miss him. As much as we disliked him, we always missed him. Because every one of those guys would be out there with us, and they led. They were leaders. They weren't getting out there and saying, all right, we're going to cross through this boggy marsh in the deep dark of night while the wind howls around your head. They would be in front. They'd be standing on the other side when we got there, and they'd pat on the back and off you go. Not being pandering or condescending to us, just recognizing that we were executing what they had told us to do. And it had to be quite gratifying for them for it to be successful. It was for us, so it had to be for the guys that put this stuff together. Those guys didn't care if we liked them, though. And these people in Congress have got to give up this whole idea of, you know, I need to be loved and adored. Do what your constituents want. That's what the Democrats didn't do. The Democrats got out there and said, okay, I have a mandate. And then they voted with Barack Obama 95% of the time, 98% of the time, 91% of the time, completely ignoring their constituents, what they wanted. Their constituents bought their bill of goods, and it turned out that they got nothing for their money. This is where the Republicans can provide some bang for the buck, and they can start right here with this very small, minuscule thing, a short-term resolution, continuing resolution. They're de facto, they've been kicked to the curb. They've been put in a secondary role, a minority role. That's what the American people want, so that's what the Republicans should do. That's something the Democrats haven't been doing. This is your chance to stand out and actually show a different method other than the Beltway method, which is way too polite. It is way too polite. This is why I can't be in Congress. You know, I've seen that there's certain congressmen out there that if they dislike somebody on the floor, they just dislike them and they don't hang out with them. There's some of those that will get in just all kinds of just pitched battles. They're doing everything but coming to a fist fight. When it's all said and done and that bell rings, they're going out for drinks. That's why they're friends on the other side of the aisle. Let's flip into hour number two. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Coming to you on Black Friday, a sale that only happens once a year. It's time to purchase your own combat-proven 9mm from LionheartIndustries.com. Lionheart pistols have been backing men and women of the military for over 20 years. Support a company that shares our values. The time is now to get your very own Lionheart pistol. Go to LionheartIndustries.com for special pricing. That's LionheartIndustries.com and tell them Bill sent you. LionheartIndustries.com. Tough as nails.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away 6 16-ounce Supernatural Silver Liquid, valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their Skin and Body Gel, priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver Giveaway at GCNLive.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.